A controversial measure regarding the immigration authority in the local jail was approved by the King County Council on Monday. The vote was split along party lines. The story from KUOW's Liz Jones.
This proposal kicked around the King County Council for nearly 2 years. The measure targets so-called immigration holds on people booked into county jail. The feds ask for these holds, or detainers, for people who they suspect are in the country illegally. Under the legislation, the county will no longer honor all federal hold requests, but only those for violent or serious offenders. During a public hearing Monday, Ashley Berman spoke on behalf of the King County Republican Party. She opposes the measure.
Because it moves the hands off of convicts from controlled environments, the legislation would make our communities the grounds in which ICE agents take action and make arrests.
Berman said the jail holds keep the community safer. Federal Way resident Pat Montgomery agreed public safety is the heart of the issue, including safety for immigrants. He says the holds are problematic because they make immigrants fearful of police and reluctant to call 911.
This creates a safe haven for gang activity, which overflows into other neighborhoods, including my neighborhood in Federal Way. It creates a safe haven for drug activity, which no one will report. It creates a safe haven for domestic violence, which the victims will not report.
Studies show that most immigration holds lead to deportation, even when the person has a clean record. And most holds disproportionately target Latinos. Once the new policy kicks in, the county plans to get quarterly check-ins on how it's working. I'm Liz Jones, KUOW News.